Today's thought for the day is brought to you by Jeff Logan.
Have you ever wondered what God is like? When I was younger, and even for a time after I was converted, I had a very wrong idea of who God was. I had this thought that what God wanted from me above all things was that I live a perfect, sinless life by myself. That's a very noble aim, but the truth is that for us as human beings, living in a fallen world and in a sinful body, it was never going to be possible. And so, I'd sin in deed, or thought, or omission, and then wait on God's punishment. I believed that every time I did something wrong, God would punish me, sooner or later. I thought of God as angry, judgmental, with a long memory, and an even longer arm. The truth, of course, is that God isn't like this at all. And perhaps I thought of God in this way because I thought that God would react to my sin in the way that I would. It was in many ways the worst type of idolatry. I'd made God in my own image. I thought that God thinks the way I do. So how exactly does God think? And how can we know what he's like? That's a question men have been asking for thousands of years. And the answer is actually very simple. All we have to do is look to the Lord Jesus. The first chapter of Colossians, verse 15 says this. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of creation. For in him all things are created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things in earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. If you want to know what God is like, if you want to know what he thinks of you and me and what his heart is like, how much he loves you and what he offers you and me as sinners, if you want to know his character, then all you have to do is lift your Bible and start reading. The Gospels of Mark, Luke, Matthew, John are great places to become acquainted with Jesus. The God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament are not two different entities. They are one and the same, and in Jesus we see the image of the exact representation of God. Before the Lord's death and resurrection, his disciples often misunderstood who he was and what his relationship with the Father was. In John chapter 14 and verse 8, the disciple Philip asked Jesus about this, and in verse 9, the Lord tells him, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." So today, if you want to know who God is, how he thinks, how he acts, what his heart is like, what he thinks of you, what he desires of you, then just look to Jesus. The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John are great places to start, and you'll be introduced to the God who loves you, gave himself for you, has gone ahead to prepare a place for those who love him and serve him.